Like most young singer-songwriters committed to their craft, Asheville's Carly Tate has carved a line in the ground between her youth and adulthood. That line is her debut album, Reverie.
So out with the tragic, in with the magic. Something feels different now.
Tate is 26 years old, and she sees Reverie as a breakup album of sorts. Several songs are a goodbye to the bands and music Tate made before moving to Asheville 4 years ago.
I was kind of like down on them, like I wasn't even going to record them. You know, it's really easy as an artist to want to just move on and not look back. I think it was kind of an emotional, like, you know, not wanting to hold on to the past anymore. I knew that making a record was a really big project and that I was going to have to like simmer on these songs for the next year and like put them down permanently, and I'm so glad I did.
Tate grew up in South Charlotte writing poetry and putting melodies to them, first with the banjo and later the guitar.
I think a lot of people's like fathers are very like, well, you need to make a living, but he was always just like, that's my songbird. Just go sing your songs. And that was huge because I felt like giving up a lot.
Parental support only went so far for Tate. At Appalachian State, she fretted between her spiritual compass, which pointed her to music, and her brain, which argued for a more practical direction. She entered college as a music major and finished with a degree in advertising.
I tried so many times to take a hiatus, and it never lasted more than a week or two. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I was like, I'm quitting music. And then I didn't. Even a few months ago, I applied for another advertising job, and I'm glad I didn't get it.
About a year after moving to Asheville, Tate felt boosted by winning Asheville Music Hall's Brown Bag Songwriting Competition in 2015.
That really shocked me and was just a really confirming, like, okay, you're in this new city. People like what you're doing. Keep doing it.
Her music expanded when she connected with Midnight Snack, a band of Berklee School of Music grads who had moved to Asheville. They became producers and collaborators on Reverie, and they're Tate's backing band when she isn't performing alone.
I want to make it, and not just talk about it, and not forsake it, for goodness sake.
Tate sees herself as shy, except when on stage. She said writing and performing her music allows her to script and control how she publicly expresses herself.
I love to be silly, and like, some people think I'm funny, but I think I'm most in my element when I'm completely alone writing music, not thinking about what's going to happen with it, if anyone's going to like it.
Tate earns much of her living as a bartender, and when she isn't immersed in her music, she draws cartoons. She's aiming to become a full-time musician.
So many people I know from high school and college are doing like impressive things, or were, and it was really easy to just get down on yourself and compare. I think it took a long time, but I let go of the idea of worldly success and just kind of got back that childlike joy of doing it. And that's everything.
Tate and her band perform April 21st at Ambrose West in Asheville. You'll also be able to find Tate and her band this June at the All Go West Festival in Asheville and at the vaunted Bonnaroo Festival in Tennessee. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.